I try to pray, but the words aren't coming out the way they used to. Did I lose my faith? God, do I still trust you? I try to worship, but when I lift my hands, it all just feels so empty. Is it the heavy of the world, or is it just me? Though I've sung a thousand times, you're perfect and you'll never leave my side. Can I be honest? I just wanna know that you still got this. When all I'm holding on to is a promise, and God, you promise that you'll never leave me. When I'm scared, I've heard stories of you showing up when it was least expected. Every time you prove your timing's always perfect, and the wait was worth it. Again and again and again, see your power coming through. You bring life to what is dead. No, there's nothing you can't do.
could open up for anybody, dead or alive, and just think of it in terms that you'll get to be there, who would it be?
Oh geez, that's a good question. Open up for anybody, dead or alive. I mean, you wouldn't want to play on the same stage as them just because they're so good. I mean, obviously, so the Beatles were huge growing up. Just to be able to see the Beatles play would be incredible. To me, the greatest thing possible. If you said dead, so if you could be there for a Beatles show, I feel like that would be absolutely
great. You know, I don't think anybody said that yet. And as I'm hearing it, I'm like, why has nobody said that yet? That's a great one. Well, again, we're here with Josh Haven.
I would just walk on stage and I'd be like, all right, you're not here for me. Good night. And then I would just stay and I would just stay for the show.
Yeah, you get to be, but you're all access right there.
All access,
right there.
Yeah.
All right, well. We'll see what happens with the time machine. Again, we're here with Josh Havens on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios here on with the afters.com. Josh, do you remember the first song you ever wrote?
Oh, yeah. What was it called? I do remember. I was in middle school. Was it like Believer or something? Yeah. No, I remember writing it. And I remember I played it for like our middle school youth group. I played keys in the youth band. And so I would write some songs with our group, and then we'd play them.
And try them out. See how it went. All right. Mm-hmm. So how old were you at that point?
That would have been middle school. So yeah, what, like 11, 12?
Yeah. All right. So you've been writing songs for a minute now, and I figure, you know, you've kind of grown a little bit in that area from that point. What's your songwriting process like today?
You know, I spectate the world.
Yeah.
And so songwriting really is about like just processing life. You know, it's kind of my way. I don't journal or keep a diary. So songwriting is kind of that for me. So I'll keep notes, you know, things that I see in life. I'm like, oh, this should become a song. And so often those notes or thoughts come out in the songs later. But sometimes a melody. So then I have like on my phone, it's full of voice memos and melodies. And so I'll be out somewhere and just have a melody that'll come. And if you don't capture it right then, it'll be gone forever so many times. So capture the melody, and sometimes that turns into a song.
Is that something, you know, is it almost therapeutic for you? Is it like, as you're saying, is how you process the world?
Oh, for sure. In multiple ways. Artistically, it's therapeutic because it just feels so good to create. Like creating is a beautiful process. Anybody who is a creative knows, like when you, whether it's putting paint on a canvas or, you know, putting melodies to music, it's a beautiful process. It feels so good. And then when you have this thing that exists that never existed before, it's this crazy. I don't fully understand it, to be honest, how it can just come. And then you have this thing that will always be there, never existed. And then there's this point, you're like, where did this even come from? You know, where did this come from? And so that process is really beautiful to me. And then, you know, the lyric side of it, you know, a lot of time you're dealing with, well, you could be dealing with fun stuff or beautiful stuff, you know, so you'll feel that gratitude. Like there's songs that we sing now that came from these beautiful points in life. Like Life is Beautiful. We have a song called Life is Beautiful. And I love singing that song every single time because I re-feel all the feelings. And
yeah.
And it just always reminds me of all the beautiful things that I'm grateful for in life. But then there's songs that are the hard stuff. And it is a little therapeutic to go there and walk through that. And then, you know, we do try to lean on, okay, where is God in these and these hard things that we're going through. And a lot of the songs that we have a lot of songs about hard stuff.
Yeah.
And those are the songs that I've seen have helped people through some really hard things. Somebody might be going through something very similar, and then they can use that song, that language, to apply their own life and situation, you know?
Yeah.
Which is a really cool part of songwriting, because when you're writing it, you don't know how a song's going to be used or who's going to hear it or where it's going to go. And sometimes you're really surprised.
Yeah.
And I'm most grateful for the times when you hear somebody took your song, the language from your song, and put it into their own life and help them through a really hard season.
I've never seen a morning the sun forgot to rise, in every single detail you're faithful every time. I've never lived a moment that you weren't by my side, 'cause you've never made a promise, turned around and changed your mind. You've never left me in the cold, never hurt me or let me go. You never have before, and you won't start now. Be abandoned in the dead of night. I'll never have to worry if I'll be alright. I'll never have to wonder if I'm on your mind. I'll never see a breakthrough come that isn't right on time. You've never left me.
With Josh Chapins of the Afters here on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Check them out at theafters.com. Well, Josh, I'd like to end with a little rapid fire. You got your game face on?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. What's your favorite junk food?
Favorite junk food? Oh, chips and queso.
Tale as old as time. Favorite month of the year?
December. Love you, Christmas.
Yeah. Can you name one of the seven dwarfs?
Sleepy.
Yep. What dish do you cook best?
I make a killer queso. Killer
really?
Queso.
So your favorite junk food?
I'm invited to parties. Oh, yeah. I'm invited to parties for my queso.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's the one thing that keeps getting me invited to parties.
Nobody else has said.
Invite Joshua. He'll bring his queso. Oh, yeah.
All right, bring him out. We're full. He's got his queso. Oh, we got room.
Haven's queso.
Dig it. All right. Hey, check it out. Buy it somewhere. Okay. What color is your toothbrush?
Blue. Well, my road one's blue. My home one's like white.
In the movie about your life, the Josh Haven story, where we watch your parents drive through America in a in a bus with a cat that jumps out the window, what actor would play you?
It would have to be a young Brad Pitt.
It's a good one. You know, I had somebody on. The guys are always, the most common ones are Brad Pitt and Matthew McConaughey. Yeah. To
it doesn't get better than that. If somebody's going to play you, it's got to be.
Well, except you got those that are a little too self-aware. And it's like, do you know Michael Boggs by chance? All right. I had him on recently, and I asked him this question. He said, Danny DeVito. I was like, no. Like, what Danny are you doing, man? And he looks nothing like Danny DeVito. I was like, Michael, you may need some counseling. You need some help.
Here's the thing. Like, Brad Pitt's an old dude now. I mean, he still looks good for his age, right? But he's – so it's not like – so he couldn't play like a young version of any of us right now, you know? Yeah. That actually – all of us who are referencing Matthew McConaughey and Brad Pitt, it also shows our age.
That's right. It's true. It's true. Who are the young kids? Who are the young ones?
Yeah, who are the Timothy Chalamet? That's what it's like.
Yeah, I apparently haven't been to a movie in 20 years. I don't know. Yeah. I got no idea.
Young actors, I don't know.
If you could be any Marvel character, who would it be?
Any Marvel character? Captain America.
That's my favorite one. Oh, he's right here, too. He's somewhere behind me. Anyway, it doesn't matter. What's your favorite board game?
We love board games. That's a good question. My favorite one is it's a long game, so we don't play it that often, but it's called Axis and Allies. It's like a World War II board game. Pretty complex, super fun. But we love all the classics at home, you know, Sorry and all those old school games.
My family loves board games too, and we were in random of all places, Branson, Missouri recently. Mm-hmm. And in Branson was a board game cafe for $5. For five yeah. bucks, we played all day. Game,
walls of games.
There's like 1,300 games. These games so, I've never even heard. Pause. So yeah. Anyway, next time you're in Branson, just pop on by. Tell them Austin sent you. They won't know what that means, but
Austin.
They'll be like, okay, whatever.
What's your favorite board game?
You know, we really like. My son just introduced us to this cool game called One Night Ultimate Werewolf, which sounds.
Better write that down.
Yeah, One Night Ultimate Werewolf. And there's a dice game we really like called Tenzi, which is kind of a fast paced game. We love them, man. I'm kind of going blank on some others right now, but we love more.
Do you play Killer Bunnies?
No, Killer Bunnies?
Killer Bunnies is good.
All right.
It's not a board game, it's a card game.
Yeah.
Killer Bunnies is good. We also love, Apples to Apples is classic.
That's a classic. All right. Hey, look, we'll do a.
And we love card games.
Yeah. All right. We'll line this up. We'll just do a big family thing. We'll meet in Branson. We'll just meet in Branson and play card games at the shop
where I'll tell them Austin's going to be here with me. They'll be like, great.
He'll be here in a minute. They better let us play for free. But as much as we're talking about board game place in Branson,
we haven't named them yet. there's got to be only one.
There's only one. Just go to that one. If you're in Branson, just find board games. You're in the right spot. Wait, what was your favorite cartoon growing up?
Favorite cartoon growing up? Oh, that's a good question. What was my favorite cartoon? Gotta go back to my childhood. The A-Team. I love the A-Team.
Oh, that's classic.
There was a cartoon there.
Murdoch.
Mm-hmm.
B.A. What was his name?
Yep. Mr. T.
Mr. C, yeah. Oh, that's a club. Man, I hadn't thought about
A-Team. When I was a little kid, I had a birthday party themed A-Team one year. Yeah.
That's a great show. I hadn't heard of A-Team in a while. That's a good one. That takes me back. And last but not least, Josh, what's something you hate that everyone else loves?
Spaghetti.
Mm.
I love all the ingredients in spaghetti. And I love like a great lasagna.
Yep.
Right? I can't stand spaghetti.
What gets it between the lasagna and the spaghetti?
I think usually the noodles are too dry and they kind of have that sound and
you're a mess.
And there's never enough sauce. You know, like to me, the pasta is a conduit for the sauce, like a delivery mechanism for the sauce. So if I was to make spaghetti, it would be a really great non-dry, non-super sticky noodle. And I've had spaghettis in Italy that were great. But everybody loves spaghetti. Like my kids love spaghetti.
Yeah.
Everybody in my family loves spaghetti. In fact, we have a rule that in our house, spaghetti is only made when dad's on tour.
I don't like spaghetti either. And I told somebody this recently. I'm growing concerned as I do this show more and more and more that I may hate a lot of things. Because the number of times, it's almost every time I'm like.
Like you relate to every time. Oh, yeah, I hate that too.
I was like, oh my gosh, am I just a hateful person?
Is there a most common food that, or what's the thing that people most say, like, I hate this that everybody else loves?
You know, the one that pops up the most is The Office.
Oh, no way. Oh, I don't like those people.
Me either. I cut them off. Interview ends immediately.
I don't trust anyone who hates The Office.
That's the one that pops up, you know, and it's pretty, like, it's not a ton, you know. It's usually a pretty wide variety, and it's always kind of that's why it's kind of a fun question to ask because people give you different answers. But The Office is probably the most common. I bet you, I don't know, it's the most common. I guarantee that.
Mm.
And it shocks. Now that one shocks me every time. I'm just taken back, unprepared.
Yeah. What did you say?
Oh man. Well, hey, listen, guys. We thank you for listening. While Josh and I figured out our board games and what everybody else hates, we appreciate that. But
now I want to play some board games.
Yeah, I'm just ready to go play. I'm getting in the car going to Branson right now. That's what we're going to do. He's Josh Havens of the Afters here on Behind the Tunes. Check him out at theafters.com. Josh, it's been a ton of fun, man. Thanks for hopping on today.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate you.
You got it.
take my life and let it be my soul devoted, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and all my days, make them endless praise. Take my heart and let it move in spirit and in truth for the glory of your name. With every breath that's in me, with every song,
into the atmosphere. Spirit of God, you're here. You have all authority. I pray over my heart and mind. I am healed by your stripes. Your blood declares that I am free. In the mighty name of Jesus. I try.
You've been listening to Behind the Tunes with Austin Black. You can reach the show at behindthetunes@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in next time as we go Behind the Tunes.